It's interesting. November 5th, we've been talking about this for a long time, and it actually went by more quickly than I thought it was
for
going
you.
To. Well, you know, when I first, when they did the switchover, when basically Biden stepped down and decided that it was going to be Kamala Harris to kind of take his place to go up against Trump, I thought, like, buckle up, because Hulk Hogan was ripping his shirt off on stage with Trump, and Megan Thee Stallion, of all people, was twerking on a stage in Georgia with Kamala Harris. And I was like, where?
She's twerking on boats.
Where are we headed? I had no idea what we were going to see from that point forward. And it actually was more tame than I thought. So from where I thought it was going to be, it was more tame. They still had the celebrity endorsements, and some things went awry, you know, calling Puerto Rico a floating, you know, pile of trash from a comedian. Yeah. You know, it was like some really bizarre things that did take place, and people that maybe weren't vetted properly. See, it's one of those tricky things. You get associated with these people that you bring on board, but you can't always. It's like putting someone in your rental. You vet them the best you can, but you don't really know.
Free speech, too. You get into the free speech area, people get to say what they want, and you don't necessarily know what they're going to say. So, and maybe you should know what they're going to say if they're going to stand up on stage and be a part of you, you know, as you are running your campaign, your election. Your people, anyway, should at least vet somebody and let them know, you know.
I feel like the VPs were the bigger surprise for me, because when they first came forward, I had this expectation of what Vance was going to be, this expectation of what Walz was going to be, and they kind of flip-flopped for me, too. So, you know, there was so much talk about Vance and his previous ideas and previous policies, and how he at one time was kind of anti-Trump and then was here, you know, siding with Trump. And they were talking about the cat lady thing and all of those things in the beginning. And then he completely turned around. So, like, there's been a lot of surprises for me, more in a positive way, I would say, than a negative way.
Well, when Walz came on, for me, Walz, the character, you know, because let's face it, there's character, reminded me of the Chris Farley coach character. You know, when he was like,
getting
excited in a van down by the river, that guy, you know.
Yeah.
So it reminded me of that. It was just, I mean.
Then when we got to know these guys more,
it's so different, a lot of
things really changed. So Americans heading to the polls to vote for the next president, Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump, which, I mean, obviously we know this by now, but they each need at least 270 electoral votes to win. The battleground states: Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin are expected to be pivotal to the path to victory. And Michigan is funny to me, because I'm over there frequently, and I feel like I've never been somewhere where there's such extremes. I mean, I'm not in other states frequently, but I feel like some states you really know they're blue, some really states you know they're red, and I feel like Michigan is.
And it never used to be that way. I remember as a kid, you know, as a teenager, 20 something, I remember that Michigan was never really, you know,
that
it's
separate?
Michigan. Yeah, and the politicians didn't use Michigan as it's not a pivotal state. It wasn't, and it is now. So it means something, and it makes me wonder if you're not living in or near a pivotal state, are things the same? Or, you know, do they spend as much money? Because we don't know. We don't know what we don't know.
And do you feel that vibe? Because for me, it's really interesting. If I go to a boxing gym, it's one mindset. If I go to an MMA gym, it's another mindset. People with different backgrounds, right?
For sure.
So it's like, for me, the psych major, it's like me just people watching like, wow, this is so unique. So Harris and Trump tied with 3 votes each in the tiny New Hampshire community of Dixville Notch, which opened and closed its poll just after midnight, in a decades-old tradition. And now,
so they set the tone, right?
Yeah, it's tied. And that's literally what we've been thinking going into today.
Buckle up.
Buckle up. So just after 7 a.m., polling locations were open across a bunch of states, and Michigan being one of them. So some of the areas, the polls open at 9, but most 7 a.m. this morning, so getting people to vote. And what's really interesting, the one thing they're really concerned about is people being swayed by conspiracy theories.
Oh.
And that's what's been really big, talking about that, like, let's say I'm not going to vote because my vote doesn't really count, because they're going to steal the election or they're going to cheat the election. And there's a lot of this rhetoric going around, right? So that's one of the big concerns, they said, with everyone going to the polls today. there's been false claims of voter fraud since 2020. So that's one of the things that they're worried about, especially with swing states and not thinking that your vote's going to matter or there's going to be some cheating. And it's interesting. They're saying here in Georgia, it's easy to vote and hard to cheat. The Georgia Secretary of State has stepped forward. Our systems are secure and our people are ready. And so, but there have been, like, they can't say it's completely out there because there have been situations where it was like, what, 200,000 ballots were lost or they were unaccounted for, or, you know, there's been situations and circumstances, or there's something that circumvented the online system. So there have been some glitches, but I don't think it's as extreme as what has been suggested.
And I think you should vote no matter what.
Because
like, you know, you say to the system, oh, my vote doesn't count. I'll give you an example of how a vote didn't count. My parents grew up totally opposite parties. Mom was one way, Dad was another way.
Wow.
And they always used to joke that we cancel each other's vote out. And they technically did, you know, but they still went and voted every year. So there's that.
Did they ever talk about, did they get into feuds and fights about politics?
No, I don't remember that. But I do remember that they were opposites when it came to politics. And I don't think they discussed it much. They didn't need to. They just, you know, and you know what they say, opposites attract, and that might be.
That's really interesting to me because I'm guessing, obviously, your parents were of a generation where women weren't treated as equal to men. So I can see how back in the day, I know it's a crazy thing to say, but family households would have a different opinion because of how you felt personally you were being treated.
And it was okay. There was no at-home battles because of it. I don't remember that at all happening. So, but the big joke was we're going to cancel each other's
vote. Yeah, no kidding. Oh, it's 6:28. Have you voted? Did you guys get it in? Did you do advance polling? There's a lot of people that had an opportunity to do advance polling. They've also talked about, and there's been polls, should you have the day off work for an election? Should you have paid leave? I don't know what everyone's workplace, you know, usually they'll just let them run out for an hour and come back. It's kind of a quick process. One of the other things they said that is kind of a misnomer or misleading is that there's going to be these long lines and you're not going to want to go and do that. So, like, don't be fooled by any of these, you know, other circumstances.
Yeah, and I know that jobs, a lot of, I think there's even laws enacted that.
Yeah, you have to let them go vote.
Let them go and vote. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to let them go. It's 7:29. You can always text in your thoughts during the show, 519-792-5858.